What's up, everybody? I go by the name of Doggy Diamonds. You are now listening to No Filter Podcast. No filter means honesty. If you're afraid of honesty, then this ain't the podcast for you. We gonna be honest today. What it is, people? It's your boy Doggy Diamonds. Another episode of Doggy Diamonds No Filter. I am your host, Doggy Diamonds. We up at radio.com. To my right, I have
Eternal underscore Moja,
the real King Ether.
And they are my homies. And when we're all together, we're known as the good bad guys. So that's what it is. So what I first I have to start with I put a tweet out there, right? And yo, truthfully, it wasn't to be malicious. It wasn't to be an asshole, but I came off like an asshole, I think. And I didn't really want to come off like an asshole. I wanted to be stern. I wanted to make a point. I think that I did that. But a lot of people misinterpreted the wrong way. So exactly what I said was, I think I should find the tweet. Hold on. Let me find the tweet exactly so I don't be misquoting myself. But I know why I said what I said, and I know I pretty much could paraphrase what I said, but I don't want to paraphrase today. I want to get exactly to this week. I should have been a little bit more prepared and had the tweet ready, but I didn't. So, you know, bear with me. Hold on. It's coming. Because I be having to, you know, go in on a few dudes who be talking crazy to me on social media. Most of the time I ignore it, but I'll be like, okay, here's the tweet. So if y'all don't know what I'm talking about the tweet pertaining to Killer Mike. So I said, Killer Mike loves to say what we, in parentheses, black people aren't ready for, all while being around 400 pounds. Nah, you're not ready. Your physical appearance is proof of your lack of discipline and readiness. I'm not trying to diss, but work on self. Was I wrong?
No.
Was I wrong?
Nah, I think the 400 was a little harsh.
He ain't 400 pounds though?
I mean, I don't know. But nah, I don't think he was harsh.
I think maybe I could've. Alright, how else would I have gotten his attention? Y'all know me, I'm not no clout chaser. I'm not gonna tweet for no clout. But how else could I have gotten his attention?
I mean, some people would've said just hit him up personally, I guess.
I don't know that nigga.
Well then, yeah. That's the only way, honestly.
Sadly, though.
That's the only way.
I know him now, though, right?
Right.
Yeah. See how.
But
see
this
how,
is the climate of a social media.
Yeah, but yeah. But my thing is, I did not do it for clout.
Right.
Reason why I did it, and I want to explain to y'all, like I want to explain to the whole everybody who cares. I've seen him make references to what the militia groups are mm-hmm. doing, the white militia group, because you have survivalists, then you have militia groups. The militia groups are, you know, them neo-Nazis, mm-hmm. and then some of them just anti-government.
Yeah.
They might not even be neo-Nazi. They just anti-government. So they're in the woods. They're training. They're shooting hand-to-hand combat. Got knives and Rambos, shit, all types of stuff like that. He likes to make reference to them and what they're doing or not, what they're doing opposed to what we're doing as yeah. black people.
Yeah.
So I seen that. So when I seen him say we're not ready in comparison to what they're doing, I'm like, nigga, you ain't ready either. Cause you weigh a square. Not that what Killer Mike say is bullshit. Not that I disagree with his ideology. Mm-hmm. Not that I agree with it either. But I have no problem with him when he's talking economics, when he's talking anything. You know,
political, yeah.
Yeah, I don't agree or disagree. I'm ambiguous to it.
Right.
But when we generalize what black people are, that's a problem. Because it's too broad for me to say, yeah, man, you know, niggas. And it's like, it's always going to be somebody in the room like, nah, that shit don't apply to me, bro. You know what I'm saying? Nah, that shit don't apply to me. And that individual or individuals have the right to defend themselves when I make that shit all-inclusive and generalize. So when he says what black people are not ready for, and he says black people are not ready for war, now, you have different wars. There is some wars that we are not ready for, right? Physically,
yeah.
I'm ready. Y'all are ready. Y'all know our whole squad is ready because what we do, and we don't even work out together. We don't even train together. Yeah. or rather we bike rode like 22 miles together, you know what I'm saying, often. But I can't say what all black people are or aren't. I could say financially, maybe we're not ready in some aspects.
I feel like collectively.
Collectively, yes.
Niggas ain't ready.
Niggas ain't ready. But I can't say we're not ready for war in comparison to militia groups because of what they're doing. Because we don't know if they got their money together. We don't know what they got. All we know about them is that they're training, saying their prayers, eating their vitamins on some Hulk Hogan shit. That's all we know. And they're hand-to-hand combat. So what I was saying was the Killer Mike, nigga, you not ready neither. If you're going to use them as the catalyst for... in comparison to what we're not ready for. So that's all I was saying. I never said, yo, you be with Bernie Sanders, that old bastard's about to die soon. I never said nothing attacking his character. And people keep saying, what does his weight have to do with anything?
Everything.
Weight has to do with everything because what we ingest is not always mental. It's physical. It's spiritual, it's energy, it's everything. So although Killer Mike has exuded a lot of dope energy, mm-hmm. He has to get on his shit with eating.
I agree.
And that's brother to brother. That's not clowning you, bro. That's not shitting you because you're talking to somebody who was 300 pounds and changed my life. You know what I'm saying? And changed the way I ate and changed the way I think. First and foremost, and that everything manifests itself, but it was my discipline that I had to get together. So again, if I came off like I'm an asshole, yo, I'm an asshole sometimes, you know what I'm saying? But I got my point across. He directly responded to me, and me and him we ribbed each other. You know what I'm saying? Like we had a little funny dialogue, but it was still love. It was still like, yo, if you come through Atlanta, let's get up. Yo, you know what? I'm coming through anyway, so let's meet up. And you show me how to fish, collect rainwater. He said collect rainwater, too. You show me how to collect, because I was collecting rainwater since I was a little ass kid, but I know what he's saying. But this was the deal. This is my deal. You show me how to fish. You ain't got to show me how to shoot. Because I've been going to the range, even at like... 14, 13 years old. You know what I'm saying? And plus, we ain't gonna talk about it. You know what I'm saying? It just is what it is. But even if you have a range and you can show me, you know, something different, I'm willing. You can show me how to shoot. You can show me how to garden. All of that. I'm with all that. If you think that's what we need for war and that's one of your strategies, I'm with that. Show me that. And I can show you how to lose 100 and something pounds if you want. And also, I do have to commend him and show him some love because he was posting pictures of himself in the gym. So he know what I'm talking about is right and exact. If not, he wouldn't be doing something about it. You understand what I'm saying? So I can't be like, yo, I'm ready. I believe in my Second Amendment. I got the right to bear arms. I'll shoot for my family. And if the gun is a block away, I can't get to it because I'm sloppy. You know what I'm saying? And that shit is just real. And it's not him. It's everybody. When you go to war, before you go to war, what do you go to? Basic training. What is basic training? To see if you're physically fit for war. That's any army. It's not... of course, they're going to give you a psych test. But you're going to be more fucked up coming back than you was when you left.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? So the psych test, I guess, is to see if you ain't going to just kill your own people. But people come back from war, but they see if you physically fit. If you're not, they get you in shape. So for the people that's leaving comments on my dick, saying all this, that, and the third, and, yo, what does his weight got everything to do with that shit? These individuals right here next to me have been fasting for like, yo, like, how many days? Are you on 36 days now? 33 days of 40 fasting. So that's something that they do for their mind, their body, and their spirit, and their energy. And I'm not saying that there is one way. I'm not telling you to go vegan. I'm not telling you, yo, if you eat pork, whatever. Whatever you do is whatever you do. But we have to have a certain discipline because that's rules of engagement in war. And your physical means everything. If you have to fireman carry your family or your babies out of a building, and you can't even walk up a flight of fucking steps. Don't talk about war. Don't talk about what we ain't ready for. Again, nah, nigga, you ain't ready. I'm fucking ready. You know what I'm saying? What I walk, like 10 miles a day?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That ain't got nothing to do with the gym. I will just literally walk, 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 walk. You know what I'm saying? And I ain't trying to be on no Conan the Barbarian shit. I'm just saying that, yo, if it is a time where I have to be physical to protect my family and myself and my people, I'm ready, because I once wasn't ready. And I've always talked about fucking niggas up since y'all saw me on camera. But then I'm like, damn, I'm 300 pounds. I'm always talking about fucking niggas up. If I don't hit them with that first hit and drop them, I'm going to be in trouble. I'm going to have to sit on them or grab them or something. And even, you know, when you grab people and wrestle, you'll be winded like a mother. So I'm right. Like, yo, I'm going to get fucked up because I'm just not in the right shape. You know what I'm saying? My mind is sharp. We ain't worried about that. But physically, nah, we got to have mind, soul, body. You know what I'm saying? So I believe, again, shout out to Killer Mike. I believe his mind is right. I believe his soul is in a good place. Once he get that body and not pause for y'all weirdos, once right. He get that together, yo, you unstoppable, because we do need you here. Because you one of the ones out in the forefront speaking for certain things that, whether we agree with it or not, at least you're saying something, right? And they're giving you the floor. So imagine when you walk up there and they like, yo, this dude is a machine right now. Everything he's saying, he's spitting that shit. He ready to go. Then I wonder if they gonna give him the floor, because they be like, nah, he too ready. You know what I'm saying? So I said that out of love. So for the people who misconstrued that I was just attacking, of course there's gonna be people in the comments who still say shit because y'all got a mouth. It's cool. I don't have an issue with that. But that was my reason for saying that. I'm not attacking anything else about that man's standpoint. But when it comes to generalizing what black people aren't based off of what you think they are, you aren't either. And that was it.
I respect it.
Yeah. You know, and like I said, he offered me an invitation. When I come to Atlanta, come chop it up. And I'm going to take him up on that offer. I'm going to go for Dolo. I don't have beef with him. I don't want to fight him. I don't mean him any physically harm. Like I said what I said out of love. Maybe it's just harsh because I'm fucking no filter. Like, I don't know how to say. I just don't know how to do that shit.
The good bad guys.
Yeah, and the fucked up shit is that, you know, unfortunately, when we do certain things, it's more effective than, you know, saying, yo, bro. Because when it comes to physical appearance, we all have a certain insecurity.
Yeah.
And motherfucker, you know, sometimes I have people say to me, yo, you too small. You getting too small. I be like, yo, man, shut the fuck up. Like, I'm 300 pounds. You ain't tell me I was big, but now I'm like 185 and I'm getting too small. Shut up.
Right.
But the object of the game is to be happy, healthy, and be in it for this long haul. You know what I'm saying? And that's what I want for Killer Mike. You out there, bro. You on the front line to a certain extent, fighting. You around a presidential candidate, which is very, very instrumental in some of the things that we might need, whether you agree with Bernie Sanders' politics or not. You're just in that loop, bro. We need you to be here. And one of the ways to increase your chances of being here is getting your physical health together. So that's what I was saying. You know what I'm saying? And it just came off how it came off. And if he's offended by that, I did my fucking job. You know what I'm saying? And not only that, he's in the gym. So he gonna shut me the fuck up. You know what I'm saying? And I ain't got nothing else to say. So y'all wanted to add something to that, or?
I just wanted to say that, you know, it's sad that we live in times now where you have to say things like that for people to like reach out and want to build and like want to connect. Like I, you know what? To be honest with you, like, I don't. This is gonna sound wrong.
Fuck it. There's no filter.
I don't really respect people's opinions who like don't focus on like discipline. I don't have the most perfect body in the world, you know. I don't promote my lifestyle. Never have I, you know, told people what to eat and what not to eat. But I kind of find it hard to listen to people who like get defeated by that every day. I find it hard to believe, like, what you're trying to tell me. It could be about anything. Like, I just don't really respect it. So what's interesting is that I do listen to Killer Mike. I did watch his documentary. I do fuck with him.
And he could rap his ass.
Yeah, I fuck with him.
He's dope all around.
But thinking about what you said, like, it never came to me. I was like, you know what? That is true. You know? So I guess with him, I probably gave him a pass. But for the most part, like, I don't really listen to people who can't get their discipline together.
But peep it, though. See what you said? You gave him a pass because of the greatness of him.
Yeah.
But then also the celebrity of it. Not for you personally, but it, yeah, but it, but because it is a celebrity thing. When I say celebrity, you know, the root word of that is what? They celebrate, right?
Oh, celebrate. Okay.
Yeah, you
okay,
know what I'm saying? So you celebrate. I might not even know what the fuck I'm talking about right now, no, but I believe it that it is. But so we celebrate him for his greatness.
Yeah.
So some of the flaws that you might see that you normally wouldn't give somebody else a pass for, you giving him a pass.
Yeah, I did. But then again, once he, maybe it's because I don't watch him closely. Like I said, I've watched
him. But once I brought that point out.
When you brought it, I said, you're all right, because normally I don't let nobody rock like that.
Yeah. This is what I'm saying.
Yeah, if you like
this. So you give him a pass because it's like. Yeah, I did. When motherfuckers be talking and you hear this.
Yeah, I rock with Killer
Mike. And I'm not saying he do that, but this is like, yo, bro, you don't hear your fucking self snoring and you woke? Something is wrong.
Yeah, I definitely rock with Killer
Mike. And as black men, and this is fact, I'm not generalizing off of emotion. Niggas don't go to the doctor.
Yeah.
I go to the doctor every 3 to 6 months. Just because, you know what I'm saying? I'm taking supplements. I take vitamins. I walk. I gotta make sure I ain't fucking myself up trying to fix myself. You know what I'm saying?
I don't want to cut you off, but you know another thing that I thought about that made me rock with Killer Mike too is like even with the music and like the person that he runs next to is not somebody who's from our culture.
Uh huh.
But I respect it because he can say all of that and still move a particular way.
Back to them.
Yeah, back then I would be like, oh, he's kind of playing around with it. Now, I respect, I'm not saying it's his angle, but I just respect how he moves. So the fact that he can still be amongst that crowd of people and still be him and not be shut up or silenced by, you know, maybe people who's backing him, you know, whatever, you know, however his business might be.
You know what
happened,
you know what else too,
so I respect that.
Know what else too. I think what I did and what I tweeted went viral, right? A few places picked it up. I didn't realize the timing of the Revolt Music Conference. He was already in the headlines. I didn't pay attention to that.
Yeah.
Because I don't give a fuck about nothing Revolt. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, so facts. I didn't. That's why I was so magnified, because he had a point and he had a premise. So it looked like I was anti him, even though he was holding it down.
Definitely.
So that's down. So in that instance, if it looked like I was going against that, no.
Yeah, no.
I mean,
no.
The people who comment usually have a perspective contrary because they have that same lack of discipline. You know what I'm saying? And I don't mean to criticize, cause like you said, we all have things that we need to fix in our insecurities, but kind of like Mo just said, like, to some degree, once I see your physical appearance, I see the level of self-care that you actually take in regards to yourself. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not saying anybody's perfect, or I'm not saying I got washboard abs, you know what I'm saying? But you have to take an initiative to create that level of transparency.
Can't be 400 fucking pounds, man.
You have to create that transparency. So it's cool to, and I'm not saying Killer Mike, I'm saying, and we'll make a segue to people who's regurgitating statistics and all types of social political things, but you can't regurgitate information and, you know, and I look at your physique and it's not as strong as your mind seems to be, you know what I'm saying? So,
does mind control the body?
Yeah.
So as a person who was a big guy,
I was pretty big too, though.
See, the world wouldn't know that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I say chubby. I wouldn't say big, but
nah, I was chubby fucking 300. You know what I'm saying? Always was big growing up, yeah, but then me too. I just was just like, all right, this shit is out of control.
Yeah.
And my mind took over my body instead of my body controlling my mind, because once you get far gone, you say I'm too far gone. And again, I commend this man because he is in the gym. He's sweating.
Right.
Go for it. I come to Atlanta. I ain't a fucking personal trainer, but I'll work out with you just to encourage you and show you some shit. You can show me some shit you learn. It's about building. You understand what I'm saying? Sometimes we have to destroy to build. So if I felt if what I did was destructive, look at the bill that's gonna come from it. So yeah. You know what I'm saying? It is all worth it. It's all worth it. You know what I'm saying? And for the people that was, I seen, because I love comments sometimes. I always read comments, but I love comments because you find out shit about yourself that ain't true, but the perception of you and people's perception is reality.
We got to start reading the comments.
Because yeah, some people was like, who the fuck is he? And, you know, I don't even know who he is and all that shit. I'm like, yo, but you know now, though. Mm-hmm. You know now. Because who is some of these other motherfuckers? How did you get to know them? You didn't get, if he had a good song, you didn't know him. If he fucking sang well, you didn't know him. If he acted well, you didn't care. It was always some fuck shit that get y'all to know people. I'm not gonna play that game. That's not in my character. But I'm just saying, I did something and everybody looking at it. You know what I'm saying? That Piff picked it up. Another website, pardon me, I can't remember. And it just was just all over. You know what I'm saying? And I just look at comments and he's like, what is your weight? And then I started looking at the people who were saying, I'm like, I know why you think your weight don't matter. Because yeah. You're a fucking
slob.
Yeah, you're not disciplined. You know what I'm saying? And listen, man. Because, you know, like, you're fat shaming. You know, we're sensitive about everything. Yeah. Like, this nigga fucking, he pissed. You know what I'm saying? Like, the toilet bowl has rights. You know, it's like we're in a whole different time where everything has rights but humans. Unless you're a certain type of
what
human.
Is considered as fat? I mean, this is a whole nother topic.
Man. Fat shaming is saying anything wrong about people's weight.
An opinion. I'll say even an opinion.
Yeah. But there is something wrong with people weighing a certain.
Before you go there, I read a tweet yesterday. It's funny that you say that. I wouldn't say it went viral. It just had a lot of interaction. But a girl posted being fat and then she put equals not ugly or unhealthy. And you know when people repeat it multiple times to make a statement, this is certain shit.
Let's put this in perspective. Fat sometimes could be preference.
In regards to what?
Society.
No, because that's a science.
Mm-mm. Well, all right.
Your BMI.
Well, all right. All right. Now, look. If we're gonna go by science standards, I'm supposed to weigh 180 pounds for my height. I am 5 pounds fat.
No, the range is bigger than that. I know what you mean, but the range
is approximate, though.
Yeah, but if we're gonna be dicks about it,
but that's not what these people are talking about. We're talking about people.
No, I ain't talking about the orcas. I'm just saying, like my whole thing is because I like women with weight on them, but by society standards, they might be considered to be fat.
Okay.
You know, but to me.
But that doesn't mean it's healthy. It's always, I don't think.
But there's skinny niggas who ain't healthy, though. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, damn, this is a whole different topic.
That's what I'm saying. It's skinny. No,
well, yeah, but the gut is the first indication of health, right? So it's indisputable. If you are fat, you're not going to be healthy. Now, somebody can be skinny and not be healthy as well, but they
have. I'll be going off a nigga teeth, man. Because I'm going to keep it real with you. Like, teeth to me is a sign of poor health. Because, listen, the first thing you do when you get
up. Part of hygiene. I wouldn't say
that's. But that's still your health, though. Everything goes in your fucking mouth. Pause.
Yes.
So if you got a brown tooth in your mouth, my nigga, you don't brush your teeth.
Nah, not necessarily.
Nah, my
nigga. This is a whole different topic. That's not necessarily true.
Y'all niggas ain't got no brown teeth. So
no, I'm about science, bro. I don't got to defend nothing. It's about science. What I'm saying is, health is the number one sign of. I mean, the gut is the number one sign of health.
Okay.
So. Yes, once again, somebody can be built like muscular and be unhealthy, but it's indisputable. It's not a dispute. When you are fat, come on, you have a high likelihood of diabetes, a high likelihood of high blood pressure. You have a high.
Facts.
So that's a science. That's not something to dispute about. Now, what somebody a preference like? That's something different. If you like that, you like that. I'm not saying I don't like girls who might have extra meat on them.
About to say because know all this shit you're saying. You get caught with a little chubby something, ass is grass. Yeah, I mean, like, look at this motherfucking hypocrite.
So I'm not saying I haven't, found them attractive, but I'm not disputing.
Yo, all fat girls give head, though.
I can't speak on certain things, but.
Yeah. All fat girls give sloppy toppy. Like,
I can't speak on certain things.
And they always got food, too.
Facts.
You know, they just naturally.
I never dealt with a fat girl.
But what is fat, though? See, this is what we didn't define. What is a fat girl? Because it's women now that are big as fuck. This is why I say that. This is why I say the gut is tricky. It's women now who are big as fuck with no stomach because of that fucking.
I've seen that today.
Yeah,
I've experienced that.
But she's fat, though.
Is that fat or that thick?
I'm gonna show you. Let me
fat is no.
That's what I'm saying. What is fat? What is that? I'm gonna show y'all this chick.
Fat is what? Excessive weight.
Yo, like, if you have to put your jeans over your stomach, you fat. I'm not gonna hold you.
Yeah, little belly is not fat.
Yeah, if you got a little something, you know, I don't think that's fat.
All right, I'm gonna show y'all this chick. Let me show y'all this chick. I ain't gonna put you on blast, shorty, because you might get mad and try to say something.
Here's the difference. Is she don't fat? Confuse fat with obese. She's fat.
No, but it looks good. No, it looks good.
Is she fat? It just looks good.
He said, nah, she fat.
Is she fat?
Let me show, nah.
Yeah, yeah. Is she fat?
She's fat.
She's fat.
But
it just looks good.
Where though?
It just not, I think people.
Fat is like, I guess, an excessive amount of extra meat. I don't know.
But black women always have excessive amount of meat.
Nah, but look at her knees.
Yo, she got
the camel knees.
Nah, let me see.
Nah, bro, come on.
If you take off that sweater, bro, I know her like the shit underneath. Like she has excessive weight. Yeah, it's just she works out.
No, but bro, you said shit starting the gut.
She definitely got
No, that is the number one sign of health.
But now that's why I said that.
Oh, if she has that on, then yeah,
you can tell. Look at the shape.
Oh, then I don't know.
But this is what I'm saying to you. So when you say it starts in the gut. But motherfuckers is tricking the matrix right now. They're
so
now these women are feeling, and even some of these dudes, if I am big and I go get a tummy tuck, then I ain't fat. So now if it starts in the gut,
that's cool. Yeah,
now they're tricking. Yeah. You understand what I'm saying? So now, now they're saying I ain't
that's
fat.
That's a valid
I ain't
point.
Got no stomach.
No, that's a valid point. That's definitely a valid point.
You know
point.
What I'm saying? I remember this shorty. I had bought my own neoprene sweat belt, and she bought one too. And she used to stretch. I'm like, yo, what the fuck are you doing? Like, your stomach is still wild big. That shit.
Yeah.
You can't put that on and go eat McDonald's. It's just not fucking mentally possible for you to do. It's just dumb for you to do that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But I ain't gonna front. I used to like fat girls. What would be considered to be fat? You know what I'm saying?
Meaning like what? Three plus?
Nah, not no three. Because you got to remember, most women are short. Most women are like 5'2 and up.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So if a chick is like 5'2, 150, she could be considered to be fat.
But 150, but...
On 5'2, that's fat.
Yeah, but I feel like different weights
not
look
much weight,
different.
Not much titty weight, my nigga. Titties. I like... This is what I'm saying. I like big titties.
Fat.
But I like big titties though.
Yeah,
nah, because I knew a girl who was like 5'4", and she was like 160, and she, I won't say she was in shape, but she had no stomach. She wasn't like she didn't have excessive meat,
on her
arms or none
of
that.
Titty meat, right?
Yeah, like she wore it well. It was
according
it was
to,
balanced.
But according to society standards, she's fat.
Yeah,
that's the point I'm making. Watch you in the camera.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, look at your hand. Yeah, you can't do that.
Yeah,
yeah, it's live. So, yeah, you know what I'm saying. All right, I don't want to talk about fat shit. No, this shit just got crazy. No, the next craze that everybody's talking about. What's the woman's name again? I can't pronounce it. Amber.
Amber or Amanda? I don't know. Something got
that bitch.
Yeah,
the bitch who went in the dude's crib, dude, she thought was her crib, and popped him.
Yeah.
All right, the case. Everybody knows the case. She's found guilty.
Yeah.
She got sentenced to 10 years.
Yep.
It's an uproar of people feeling about how the length of the sentence. What's a healthy jail time to you in that instance? She go in the man's house and say she thought it was her crib.
Well, you have to put into perspective, she was an officer.
Okay.
So, I mean, for them, I think certain people think it's a win because they normally don't get time.
So, nah, I ain't gonna lie, I thought it was a win.
See,
I thought we took a dub.
See what I'm saying?
I ain't gonna lie.
See what I'm saying?
I fell for it.
So the fact that she took 10 is like, yes, she got
10 some, years.
Yeah, I mean, typically, I mean, normally, I guess life, I don't know, maybe 20 years.
So right? if an officer gets killed,
mm-hmm.
what you get? You getting up like
oh, yeah,
56
I mean, yeah,
years.
You out. Yeah, you done.
Yeah, you just might as well just. Yeah.
But that makes sense though.
Yeah, we get it.
Yeah, that makes sense. It's supposed to be like
but
that.
But isn't it how backwards that shit is that we think is a win because she got 10 years, but she still killed somebody that she shouldn't have killed that wasn't a criminal?
And it's said that she actually said that she went in with the intent to kill. Like when she shot, after the first shot, she went in with the intent to kill.
Well, police are trained to kill. I don't want people to think. You always say,
shoot them in the leg.
Yeah, ain't no shooting in the leg. Right. Once they discharge that firearm, that shit is chesting up, bro. You out of here. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But the uproar was the time. People are, in uproar about the time that she got, saying that our life is only worth 10 years. To me, if she got 50 years, there's no justification. If she got 65, if she got 2 years, regardless of what, she just shouldn't have did that shit. That's it. You know what I'm saying? So I don't think any length of time would be satisfying for me personally.
I think for people just setting the standard.
Yeah.
Just setting the standard. Like, damn, now we can get in trouble for doing those things.
10 years is a long motherfucking time.
No, of course it is.
You know, but of course she probably do like fucking 4 or some crazy shit like that. Yeah. But again, that bothered people, but the real bother to people was the fact that she, motherfuckers was just hugging in the courtroom and shit. That's the viral moment.
Wait, before we get there, quick question.
Uh-huh.
Do y'all feel like she only got the time because it was a woman?
I don't know.
Because it goes back to something that I feel like you've always said that was very important, question. And not to really make it a racial conversation, right? But one thing we know, America hates women.
Yeah.
But they hate white women more.
Yeah, they do.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, white men
so
hate white women.
Did she did that was that time served because it was a white woman?
Hmm. I really don't know. I would say she's a fucking cop. Them waterworks, man. That shit work on some people. A chick could cry right in front of me. I would have absolutely no emotion. So I think they did try to send her a message like, yo, we gonna hang, you know what I'm saying? We seen George Zimmerman walk away, though. And he, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, we've seen men walk away. Yeah, he's a civilian that the police told him, no, we don't want you to do that. Don't follow him. And he did that shit anyway.
Yeah.
That shit is crazy.
You know what I'm saying? So we're not going to get into that. So I don't know. I can't say if it's a woman thing.
That's a great question. Looking at historically, that's a great question. Because when you look at a lot of these guys, and even in recently, who have gotten away, like, and they've done more. We talking about, like, we seen the footage. People with their hands up.
Yeah,
and they've walked away with suspensions or whatever. So
Mike Brown.
Yeah, that's a great question. I think it does play a role. It does.
Yeah, but it so does. The real uproar to people was the hug.
Yeah.
The second uproar was the hug. The hug was expected to me. The brother was a little shocking, but then when he explained why he did it, a nigga religified. You know what I'm saying? So anytime a dude start talking about Christ and Jesus and all that, he gonna hit that, turn the other cheek shit, and we gotta forgive.
And the father as well, same thing.
Yeah, but at the same time, people be telling me to forgive people who fucked me over. And the motherfucker might have stole my fucking candy when I was 10, and I still hate that nigga today. And niggas be telling me to forgive, and I be like, yo, no. So you can't pick and choose what you gonna forgive and who should forgive. If you're a forgiving person, then you just forgive.
Yeah.
If you're not a forgiving person, you don't forgive shit. Me, I'm not a forgiving person. If you intentionally harm me or one of my family members, took them away from me to where I'm going to suffer loss every fucking second of my life, fuck you for life. And a lot of times I don't believe in forgiving people who didn't ask for forgiveness. You know what I'm saying? So the father and son in Christ, they forgive her. Now for all you in Christ people, and all you people who follow that doctrine and that religion that they subscribe to, you shouldn't have an issue with it. You should be you should be on the same.
And that's
time.
Most people.
Yeah, this is what I'm saying. This is a Christian Catholic society.
I'm sorry, but I gotta make this racial. I feel like even when you look at
talking to.
I forgot the what church that was. What was that in, like, North Carolina or
South Carolina?
Oh yeah, Israel. Yeah. This is what I'm.
When a dude went into the church and he killed with like 10 people or something.
12, I think.
Yeah, and then,
praying. That was praying.
It was praying, and they all like forgave him, and it was a black church. I keep finding these situations where maybe there's two different Christs, and I don't want to make this that type of conversation, but when something happens to people who look like us, it seems like they're just so quick to forgive those people who have hurt them. But when we do it, it's like, nah, bury him in the ground. Like, yeah. Even the judge, who was a black woman, gave her a hug, and like even the bailiff.
I'm okay with that, though, by the way.
Why are you okay with that? Because of who she is, right?
I mean, we had a brief conversation before, but like, let's just keep it on the surface level. Like, everybody's in cahoots, you know what I'm saying? Like, the judge is no different from the bailiff. The bailiff is no different from the cop. The cop is no different from the lawyer. You know,
they're all down together.
Yeah, it's
law enforcement.
Yeah. So I wasn't. Now, is that something that should have probably been done publicly? Maybe not. You know what I'm saying? I think it kind of enabled, or like you're in support of someone who was completely wrong. You know what I'm saying? Now, like I said, we understand that these people are, you know, it's a fraternity. You know what I'm saying? So they all working together in the best interest of each other. You know, so I wasn't angry at that. If anything, I mean, I didn't watch the audio, but if anything, I'll be more upset at the family members. You know what I'm saying? Like, I could never respect.
But I ain't going front. See, the hugs was like, whatever. But you in here combing this chick hair, man. Yeah, I done seen some black women in court with they shit looking crazy. Bailiffs don't be combing their hair. You brushing her hair like you in fucking beauty school. But then again, what is she? A court officer. Police officer, court officer. One is a police of the court. One is a police of the street. They still, again, take the order. Even though it might be some people who look at this and say, I'm a court officer. I never do that shit. Listen, man. You never know. Somebody might have told her to do that shit. Somebody might have told her to make her look presentable for the public. Because at the end of the day, who sentenced her? The judge? The judge who hugged her, right, is the one who gave her 10 years. That's she could have gave her 25 or 50.
That's a fact. Yeah.
You know, so...
My fault. Once again, let's just keep it in the proper context. They're all in the best interest of each other. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, that's why I started by saying this is racial. She's a black woman, which means she came from a black mother, which means she might have black children. I don't care about her occupation. It's color
but
first.
But they do, though. Not with them, though.
No, but that's why I have to keep it racial. To me, occupation is secondary. So whether it's an individual that's in my field or not, like, so what if that was her black son? Then what? Oh, the
but
occupation.
She's a judge. You know how many black men she probably sentenced all the time?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like she, yeah. Like yeah. if she was the hugging judge,
yeah,
cool.
Yeah.
She probably told you understand what I'm saying. Yeah. She probably told motherfuckers, right. This is the third time I seen you in my court for stealing from Burlington Coat Factory. You're getting 15 years. What I'm saying?
No, but those guys deserve it because they're because
they stole from Burlington Coat Factory.
I mean, a crime is a crime. Yeah, I'm not disputing. Whatever happens, happens. You know, like, I'm not here to debate.
People gonna say you an asshole.
Listen, whatever happens, happens. Like, a crime is a crime, and you're gonna pay for what you did. So that's whatever it is. I'm just saying that it was a black innocent man that was killed, irregardless of your positioning as a judge. Like, it was still another black man that was killed.
But you have to give a fuck, though. And she showed that she don't give a fuck.
Yeah, and that's my issue.
And I think
because of the occupation, not the color. That's why I started off by saying
yeah, but I think sometimes...
Look how black people move, like...
But just skin folk ends. Don't mean that that's your kinfolk all the time. You know, sometimes we look at people and say, nah, I'm good. It's a black juror. I'm good. I'm getting off. And that be the motherfucker. That was like, guilty! You're like, yo, homie. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
Everybody, you know, everybody doesn't have your best interests. You know what I'm saying? And rightfully so, at the same time, just because somebody is black, that don't mean you set them free or whatever the case may be. Because the motherfucker.
We the only ones that think like that, though, because white people don't think. You see what I'm saying?
Like Obama was the president. We didn't get shit.
Yeah, but you see, like, Obama, but when people say that, that's not a good point, because every other race does that, though. Every other race supports or defends the people that look like them.
Yes,
so that's we're the only ones who don't. So it's an irrelevant conversation when we say that. What do you mean? Because every other race of people, yo, this person is from so-and-so, they might be from a different background or whatever, but they're going to do what's in those people's best interest. Why are we the only ones that keep saying that? What does that mean? That doesn't
make
sense.
I think...
Everybody
know,
does that.
But I think...
So why don't we?
But I, you know why I think that is? Because I think we always find a reason for why we're different from one another. And they might say, yeah, we different, but fuck them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Fuck them. And we won't say...
So somebody's playing the game wrong.
No, we're playing the game wrong. But it's systematic. We was trained to playing the game wrong. And then they say, yeah, I'm going to give you this if you say fuck them.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because again, what I always said since I met y'all, people base success off materialism.
Yeah.
So if a motherfucker got a certain car, or he get into that bag will make him sell out 2 million motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? It's like right now, smoking, even vaping right now. They getting coming down on them e-cigarettes and vaping and all that shit. They saying that shit is worse than cigarettes now. So shit, right? But a motherfucker won't take $2 million to sell black kids vaping shit. He gonna take that shit.
Of course.
He's a piece of shit. You know what I'm saying? But he's gonna I gotta eat.
Yeah.
You got rappers.
We have this talk all the time.
I want to segue into this because it's very important. You got rappers who've been rapping, been in the business since 4 years, basically. Over 20 years, who still rap about selling crack. Stop it. Well, if you sell crack, you're a fucking fool because you said you sell crack. And if you go to jail, nobody snitch. You kind of snitched on yourself. Then you have some rappers who talk about selling crack because it's what they did and it shit is just sound dope. I'm not mad at it. But once you become woke, whatever the fuck that is, once you become conscious, because woke and conscious is the same shit, it's just a certain evolution that you're supposed to have as a man. You're not supposed to stay in the same place as you was as a 17-year-old, 18-year-old rapper as a 40-year-old man. Not to me. Because if you doing that, then you didn't show any growth as a man. And it goes back to what I said of you have rappers who they send their kids to private school.
Yeah.
You know, they go to college, they get sweet 16s and shit.
Send your kids to jail.
Send your kids to jail or for encouraging them, telling them you got to get that bag. And I keep saying, when I say you ain't got this gear, Samsung gear watch, you ain't shit. And I'm trying to impress 12-year-olds. How the fuck is he supposed to get that watch? And I start saying, yo, you got to get it by any means. How is he going to get it? And I know people love to say in the comments, don't blame celebrities, feather. Yo, entertainment is the most influential thing in society, period. It influences what people wear.
Oh, you know what they say, bro?
Go ahead.
And then I'm going to let you continue your build. They'd say, yo, they didn't sign up for this.
Yes, you did, though. You have a voice, right?
Mm-hmm.
Arnold Schwarzenegger is not the fucking Terminator. He's not fucking, what's the other shit with the Running Man? He's not that. He's Arnold Schwarzenegger. When he goes, when they say cut, he goes. Y'all niggas is them niggas all day. Or you want us to believe that you that nigga all day, right? If I said a rapper name right now, I got beef. If I say anything derogatory about certain rappers, I got beef right now. Niggas don't know when to turn that shit off. My nigga, it's okay to be O'Neal sometimes. You don't have to be murder, death, kill. You're murder, death, kill when you're in the booth, when you're in the stage, when you're in your videos. It's okay with what I'm saying for a lot of guys is that there is no humanity with a lot of these dudes. So they're doing a bunch of fuck shit. Because you can't be the motherfucker selling crack to the hood and then give out turkeys. I just don't respect that shit. Niggas be like, at least do something for the hood. Yeah, stop selling crack in the fucking hood. You the one fucking the hood up. Right. He gave out turkeys. Hey, because all he did was take all the fucking money that they was giving him and give the turkeys back.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So via entertainment, I feel like that shit is being it's been weaponized against us now. You know, because even if you look at all the young dudes, name them, they all going to prison.
Yeah.
It's like they're giving them all this shit. Yeah, be reckless, be crazy, don't give a fuck.
It's almost a part of the market.
This is
now.
The point, yo.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is what I'm saying. Kodak Black was when you start doing shit like Jimmy Kimmel and it's your set.
Yeah.
And then you're in jail. How the fuck you get in jail? Because the life that you portray, the fucking art is imitating life, or the life is imitating the art, vice versa. But it has to be a point where you cut that shit off. People say to me, why do you wear your shades? I'm not explaining no more. Fuck y'all. You don't like me wearing shades, don't watch me. But you think I'm taking a shit with shades on? You understand what I'm saying? It's a point where I am not Doggy Diamonds. I am me. I'm myself. I'm the uncle. I'm the cousin. I'm the brother. I'm that.
Nah, that's good branding, man. You got the shades on.
I'm just saying. Yeah, whatever. But they're not even in the logo. Like, yeah. You know what I'm saying? But the point I'm making is that what people are doing is that it's almost like they're selling the people out for product, and it just doesn't matter. Because I'm getting that bag.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm taking care of my family. And even if it's detrimental to y'all, I don't give a fuck. And I think that shit is corny because it goes back to another clip that we saw. We ain't going to say no names. The victim consciousness shit of certain rappers and certain celebrities like saying, and this is relative to the Killer Mike thing.
There's social media as a whole.
Yeah, always trying to say what we can't do. And that shit is corny because how could you say what we can't do if people have done it? Nah, nigga, you can't do that shit. And that's why that Killer Mike shit came about. So when I see people saying, you know, economically, we not ready for this, yes, we are. It just has to be taught.
Yep.
Just like health has to be taught. Mental health has to be taught. You know what mental health is? Mental health is saying, yo, that nigga stepped on your shoe, my nigga. He ain't scuff your sneakers or nothing. Just keep it moving. Or you going to jail or you going to die.
That's it.
That's a part of mental health. Because why? Because that's behavior. When you have bad behavior, what do they say? This motherfucker got mental problems. Mm-hmm. He got ADHD, he got Asperger, he got whatever the fuck. You know what I'm saying? And that's the point I'm making. So a lot of things are not being taught. But to just say that we can't do certain shit, and having excuses why we can't do it, and then the only way we gonna do it is to go beg the people who fucking programmed you to be fucked up, or think you're gonna march or run in courtrooms and you know all this weirdo shit. That what are you doing?
Well, here's the reality of it. The reality of it is everything is being taught. You're just not looking for it. Everything is literally being taught by someone that looks like you.
I agree.
The problem is people don't want to look for it. They rather be distracted, and they rather looking for the guys who brand themselves as if like they're that leader.
Yeah.
But trust me, every single thing you're speaking on, I can give you names of people who are doing it that on a larger scale that don't really go through certain avenues, people wouldn't know who they are.
You know what? I want to give an example. And I'm not getting on him. I'm not dissing him because he'll respond and be very sensitive towards me. He has before. Umar Johnson. Everybody's on him about the school. You know why I never pop shit about him opening a school or not? Because I ain't give him no money. I thought it was a finesse from the beginning. Mm-hmm. So I just didn't give him my money. You know what I'm saying? So I don't have a nickel in that quarter. So I mind my fucking business.
Yeah.
But it is people who have opened a school.
Yeah, like Marcus Klein.
Yeah, Marcus Klein. Yeah. But they won't donate to Marcus Klein. They like, fuck him.
You know what it is, though, bro? I mean, it's. I think this whole conversation, it sums it up to poverty consciousness. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. People are so consumed in the aspect of poverty. You know what I'm saying? And I think that a lot of the times, you know, people want certain things from who they want it from. You know, and
facts. That's the bottom line.
Yeah, you know, like, so at the end of the day, no matter how many classic interviews you do, and I'm not, that's not going to be our situation, but people are always going to give you that pushback because you want it from that guy, you want it from this guy. Yeah. But my nigga is here. You know what I'm saying? If you and like he, like Mo just said, if you looking for it, it's there, bro. You know what I'm saying?
And how we sum up, how do you get summed up all the time? The minute you say something, what niggas say? Niggas is broke. That's it, yo. That's like everybody. Niggas ain't getting no money. You broke, like yo. What are you talking about? What is? We're not even talking about money. And what you call money? Listen, that shit might be my phone bill. Yeah. In all reality, you know what I'm saying? That might be because what we've been able to accomplish on this independent level, people will be like, "Holy shit, yo! You got this. You got this. You got that. You did this." But when I'm not a bragger, I speak about the industry.
Man, bro, fuck that humble shit, bro.
Yeah, but that's what type of time I think I gotta get on.
Like you quoted your phrase, you feel me? This is your phrase, give people flowers while they still here, you feel me?
Facts.
So this industry will never give you that. Salute to Nori because he's doing that now, but you've been doing that, you continue to do that, and at the end of the day, bro, it's only bragging to a nigga who ain't never do shit. Facts. You know what I'm saying? If you're a person that's continuously making strides and creating goals and accomplishing certain levels of accolades, then it's not bragging. These are just my accomplishments, and I'm sharing it with people who either oversee it or don't choose to acknowledge it.
Because you know what I said was, I said, you know what? Yo, I could shit every day if I wanted to, but it's not a part of me, and I always want to encourage people to be great. I don't never want to act like, yo, I'm better than you. But it's just like, yo, hold up.
Yo, it's not my character, bro, but black people like when you shit on them. I realize that.
Sad. You right.
Black people like that feeling of
because everybody inferior. Who they celebrate, what do they say? You ain't got this role.
Yeah. You know?
And they be like, ooh, yo, you ain't got that role.
Because you know what it is. Because you know what it is. The reason why they look for those people is because it's easy to be lazy. And those people promote laziness. They just don't realize it. So all those guys.
Break that down.
All those guys that they listen to, they promote, like what you said, like a victim mentality.
Yeah.
Now it's like, okay, well, I don't got to do nothing. This nigga said, I ain't got no money. I don't have no money.
Yeah.
So now it's safer that way. You're in a safe zone. When, you know how I look at it? I look at it like this, right? People say, oh, like when I tell people certain things, I know. And I always tell people, knowing is 0%.
Yeah.
It's about the application. People don't care to apply things because now you actually something actually has to be required out of you. So it's more money in being positive than being accurate. Anybody can be positive.
You know what?
You got to be accurate, which means now you got to follow through with all those things in which you claim to have wanted. It's more work there.
Yo, you know what get me the Simple. Most? This what pisses me off the most. Nothing really bothers me, because like I said, people can have an opinion about me. It's an opinion. It doesn't mean that it's facts. I think the bitter thing bothers me, right? And I be like, damn, if I'm coming off bitter, I'm fucking up because I'm not bitter at shit. But I see a collective of people that want my help. Because nobody talk about the phone calls I get. Bro, how do I get my sound like this? Bro, how do your mic sound so good? Bro, where did your... You seen the sucker shit the nigga did because I couldn't... Get him an office. You know what I'm saying? People don't see these phone calls and all the people that I actually help and contribute to. The people that hit me and say, yo, you got me on my weight loss shit. You got me losing weight. I don't, that's not broadcasted. So I always felt that I spoke and speak for the people that don't have a voice. I got a platform. So I'm going to speak for this demographic of people.
Yeah.
So people think because I'm speaking this way that I'm talking about me. No, I'm not talking about me. I'm talking about the dude that could rap his ass off and he just can't get a shot because he won't XYZ. I'm not talking about me. I'm not talking about me. I'm talking about him because he wants to know why he's not getting in the position that he needs to be in, and somebody came at him twisted and he ain't willing to do that. So I speak for these people, but I find like when I speak for these people, they think I'm speaking for me. Like I'm upset and I'm unhappy and I don't like my stature and status in life. You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, yo, bro, we good. But and then I started saying to myself, you know what? Yo, fuck these people. They gotta figure it out. Because at the end of the day, when it's time to celebrate and give the flowers to people, they'll give the flowers to a motherfucker that they can't call.
Or a nigga who dead.
Yeah. Or don't call me or a nigga who's in prison. You know what I'm saying? Word. Don't call me and ask me, yo, I'm doing my web series. Yo, what do you use for sound? And I give you the whole breakdown. That's my intellectual property. That's some shit I sat there and researched. Y'all got to remember, I tell the world all the time, I'm a fucking high school dropout. I don't got no GED. I don't got no motherfucking skill trade. I don't got shit. All I have is just man hours studying and figuring shit out. So when people call me and ask me shit, and I give that shit away for free, there's no reciprocity in that.
That's a fact.
So when I talk about the industry and I see these talented men and women doing, trying to do their thing, and they not getting what they need to get because of the way the industry is, and I say something, people think, oh, this nigga's just mad because he's not on. And I'm like,
I'm going to be honest with you. Those opinions I don't really worry about because I don't really respect people who's on the sideline. I don't listen to niggas on the sideline.
You know why this conversation is relative? Somebody said to me the other day that was calling me asking me for help. And he's going to see this and know I'm talking about him, and I really don't give a fuck. And he said, nah, you do be sounding bitter sometimes. And I was like, nigga, you on the phone asking me for help.
Yeah. I don't even think that's the even... That's not even the aspect I'm looking at it as. I see it like, I see it on a very surface, mundane level. Like, nigga, if you was in my position, you would know how I feel.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? If you know the things that I have to go through and that I went through in this business and that I continue to go through, you would probably sound like this too. And I still don't think it's bitter. If I have an opinion or I have a strong opinion or I have a perspective, nigga, how am I bitter?
Yeah, because I never, because nobody ever heard me say I was broke. Nobody ever said, heard me say, yo,
I should be there.
Yeah, I should be. That should be me. I never won no Grammy. You never heard me on no Little Richard shit, you know, talking about I never won no Grammy. You never, I don't even down people. All people do is shit on other people. Do I call niggas names and be like, this nigga? I don't even talk bad about people. I don't give a fuck. All I give a fuck about is keeping my eye on my prize and what it is that I set out to do and the plans that we got.
You know what's crazy? I never hear people who's like respected call other people who's grinding in a certain position bitter. I only hear it from like people who ain't doing nothing. Like people who's on the outside.
Yeah.
It's not, because those people will commend, like you said, salute you, you know, say whatever they say behind the scenes. But like, I don't hear that. People who like know, they don't call other people bitter. They just,
you know what,
respect
it. You know what make me laugh too? When I read a comment today on my name come up in Google Alerts, and it's a thread on the website. No, Boxton. Mm-hmm. And somebody just left a post like, yo, I hate you and your partner in rec. All y'all did was, and he just had all these accolades with all we did.
Yeah.
And I'm like, so you hate me because I worked? You know what I'm saying? Like, you're trying to minimize the work, but it still worked nonetheless. But you're talking about me, I don't know you, you're avatar. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You're a screen name. So it's like, yo, I hate you and your 46-year-old partner in rec, which he's not nowhere near 46, but I hate you because all you did was build a website that features, and it's like, my nigga, you ain't do nothing. But this is the society that we're in. We're in a society where people are going to sum you up based off of what you did and why they hate you for why you worked. So it's like me saying, yo, fuck that nigga Trinidad J, because all he said was, pop the molly and I'm sweating. Woo! But he still did that shit, though.
Yeah, probably made a million.
And he was, you understand? I can never negate work. Because he still had to do it.
Yep.
While your ass is in the crib, Matt, bitter. While you're in the crib bitter off of what somebody else did, calling them bitter. Because who's really the bitter one? The person that's working or the person that's watching the person work?
Wow.
So if I get up and go to work every day, and you see me on my way to work and you ask me for $10 and I tell your fucking ass no, you're going to be angry and bitter that I ain't give you $10. So it is what it is. But I hate addressing lame sometimes because then it's like you get sucked into that pool. But every now and again, I got to kick niggas in the ass because I got to humble some. I'm about to humble some people too, man. I be seeing people talking some big shit. This motherfucker's talking about these numbers and these fake numbers in it. I'm about to humble some people because I'm like, yo, hold up. Y'all better recognize and realize who the fucking king is. You know what I'm saying? And it ain't y'all. You know what I'm saying? Y'all are my babies. You know what I'm saying? And I'm happy that everybody is doing what they got to do to feed their family and eat. But don't ever try to stunt on me. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't stunt on people. I am an encourager. If niggas was real, they would make public how many people I call and say, how you doing?
Yeah.
Listen, I'm going to look in the camera. None of y'all can't do shit for me. Y'all can't do nothing for me. But I still call you and ask you, how you doing? Are you good? Are you okay? Not because of a tweet I seen, not because of video. Yo, how is your well-being and your health? How many people do that for me? So it is what it is. So let's close out. Doggy Dime is no filter. You already know, radio.com. Make sure you download the free app. It's on radio.com. You see it right here on the microphone, radio.com, on your mobile device store, Google Play store, or your iTunes store. It's free. Once you download the app, search for Doggy Diamonds No Filter. And I'm on everything social media, Doggy Diamonds. Y'all know where to find me if y'all want to. You know what I'm saying? But you watching this, so you should just follow me because you be following these bitches with no clothes on and they don't do nothing. Go ahead.
Eternal _ Moja.
The Real King Either.
That's it. So, Doggy Diamonds No Filter. We out. Peace. All right. I got to get the fuck out of here. Thank you for listening to Doggy Diamonds No Filter podcast. If you like this podcast, make sure you share this. Spread the word. Talk about it. Argue with me. I don't give a fuck what you do. Leave a comment. This is Doggy Diamonds. I'm out of here. See you on the next podcast. Peace. Did this.